Welcome to the Real Film Nerds Podcast.
Well, here we are again in the year 2024. No, it is not 1984, even though the movies that keep coming out seem to be the movies that came out in 1984. But anyways, here we are. It is March 2024. Real Film Nerds Podcast, episode number 366. And we are talking about Ghostbusters of all things. Another Ghostbusters movie. We'll see how that goes. But before we get into that, Slimer to my Ghostbusters firehouse, Mysterious Mike Talent.
Oh, hey, dude. I thought you were going to say something about the State Puff Marshmallow Man.
Are you calling me fat?
No. I just thought you were going to call me, you know, like Slimer and State Puff Marshmallow. I mean, they're featured in this movie, Matt. So I just, you know, thought you would say something about that. No, I'm not calling you fat, man.
Or maybe, oh, sure, now you're rhyming too? Jesus, Mike. No, oh. what I should have done is I should have been the Venkman to my Egon, Mysterious oh. Mike Talent. That's so much better.
That is better, but that slipped your mind until right now. So
God damn it.
We got to go
you're
with
totally, what... You're totally Venkman out of the two of us, Mike.
Okay. All right.
You don't think so? Or are you Egon?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I guess it could be Venkman.
Or are you Ray Stantz? Which Ghostbuster do you identify with the most? Ernie Hudson? You know what? No, I got it all wrong. You're Janine.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Yeah, I don't know.
God, how depressing was that? Not to spoil the movie already, but how depressing was that? That line was in the trailer and it was not in the film.
I mean, it happens, man.
It does. But anyways, so Mike, should I stop harassing you about my beloved franchise, probably behind, pretty close to Star Wars? I have a tough one. Sometimes it's Transformers over Ghostbusters. Sometimes it's Ghostbusters over Transformers. But it's Star Wars number one. I want to say Ghostbusters number two, Transformers number three in my world.
Oh, okay, dude. What about Back to the Future?
I love Back to the Future, but I'm talking more like iconic, like I had the toys, I had like the cartoons, I had like everything.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that's one, speaking of remakes, that they have fought really hard, and I'm proud of them, that they have not allowed them to remake Back to the Future, because you know they want to.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
And Steven Spielberg and Robert Zemeckis and George Lucas has stuck to their guns and not let them remake it yet.
Okay. Well, that's good. Hopefully that's in their will.
I hope so, too. I think it should be written in a legal document somewhere that you can't fuck with Back to the Future. Leave it alone. So anyway, speaking about fucking with our childhood memories, Mike, why don't you give us the breakdown for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire?
All right, Matt. Perfect segue. All right, this was directed by Gil Kinnon and written by Gil Kinnon and Jason Reitman. And it's based on characters created by Ivan Reitman, Dan Aykroyd, and Harold Ramis. This movie is starring Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, Finn Wolfhard, McKenna Grace, and Celeste O'Connor. When the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must join forces to protect their home and save the world from a second ice age.
All right, Mike. So I have thoughts about this film, but I want to hear your thoughts.
So I had a great time watching it. I thought it was... a decent story, and I like some of the, I don't know, what would you call that, throwbacks? The
member berries?
Member berries, yes, the member berries that were throughout the movie. I didn't think it did it too much. I have a little bit of complaints here and there, but I mean, overall, man, I had a good time at the theater. It was fun to see Ghostbusters stuff. I don't know. I liked it.
Okay, so it's going to be one of those kind of podcasts, Mike.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No, sir.
Oh, man. I guess you weren't in the right mood, huh?
No, I was in a fine mood. I went on Thursday. I got the Harkins popcorn bucket that is a Ecto-1 car. It's one of the only chains in the United States that got the actual car. All the other chains like AMC and Regal and all them got like Ghostbuster traps and like Ghostbuster like firehouses and Slimer popcorn buckets. To my knowledge, the only one that got the actual car was Harkins, and that motherfucker sold out online in like 2 seconds. So I bought one when I was in the theater.
Nice.
You're welcome, Harkins. How much freaking money I spend at Harkins, they should have just given me one. And I put that on our Instagram if you ever check it. I even called Harkins out. I was like, listen, you motherfuckers, I spent so much money in your theater, you should have just given me one of these cars. But I digress.
All right.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire wasn't awful. It's not great. There's a lot of issues I have with the story. The story just was so convoluted and just all over the place. And I'll get it into the spoiler section a little bit, but it's called Frozen Empire. I'll just leave it at that. But I had a good time for the most part. There's certain things I wish they would have leaned into more. Bill Murray, I just have to shout it out right off the bat. He phoned this motherfucker in. Like, he phoned it in pretty bad on Ghostbusters Afterlife, but this one, like, he clearly was just there for a paycheck. Like, he really just didn't even seem like he wanted to be there.
Well, I mean, he's not really in it that much. I mean, he's just kind of, there's like two scenes I really remember him in.
Right. But he really doesn't even want to be in those two scenes, where if you look at Dan Aykroyd, they expanded his role. Dan Aykroyd is having the time of his life. He is loving this movie. He doesn't care what anybody else is doing or what else is going on. Dan Aykroyd is back. He's talking Ghostbusters. He loves this stuff on a personal level, and he loves it in the Ghostbusters as Ray Stantz. And I think he was one of the most fun, best characters in this entire film, just because how passionate he was about it.
I thought his character was great in this. Like, I thought his, it's kind of what I would think he would be doing, like, as a character, like, as a kind of a retired or almost retired, like, Ghostbuster. Like, that just seemed to fit just perfect.
Right. I think he was one of the best characters in the entire film. Really, Ray Stantz, Dan Aykroyd, had a lot of fun with him. Fantastic. Paul Rudd, I thought, was pretty good. Finn Wolfhard, no offense to him, but his character basically did nothing. We could have had the movie without him. McKenna Grace as Phoebe, fantastic. She did a very, very good job in the first one. She did just as good a job in this one, if not better. I thought that was great. Camille Nanjiani, you know, he was the surprise, I guess. He was the fire
dude.
Fire Master, I think is what his name was. Yeah. But he was like the surprise. Like, it really felt like when he was initially introduced, he was just kind of doing his thing, his, like, you know, sketch that he does like all the time. But then as his role kept popping up and progressing, it was better and better and better, to where by the end of the film, you're like, oh, I'm rooting for this guy. I love this guy, you know? And I thought that was a surprise, and I really liked it.
Okay, all right. I think your first impressions are fine, man. I mean, you know, it's got some stuff going on, this movie, so.
Yeah.
I...
There's just, being a diehard Ghostbusters fan, I wanted more. I wanted more humor. To be honest, I wanted more humor. I really wanted more of that magic that you got in the first and the second one. And they started to tap in Afterlife. Like, I really did enjoy Afterlife. A lot of people give that film shit. I thought it was pretty good, and I really wanted to see more. Like, I don't want to spoil it yet, but there's some things that I want to say that could have been really, really just kind of flesh this out. But like, here's another example, like Patton Oswalt in this film. There's no need for him to be even in it. He's just a giant nerd who pulled some strings and got in there, and why? You know?
That's, yeah. No, you're right, dude.
Next to the member Barry part, that's about it. Because, I guess, mild spoiler, Patton Oswalt's character is in the library from the first film.
Ah.
That's okay. Where you find him. So. Oh, Mike's looking something up. I can tell.
Yeah.
He's distracted.
So, I don't know, man. I had a good time. It's fun to go into the Ghostbusters like universe again.
I think
I like the I thought the effects seemed pretty practical for the most part and very similar to the original movie, which I kind of liked. I don't know, the let's see, what would you call them? Apparition? No. Specters?
Okay.
Yeah. The specters in the movie, I didn't think they were... I'm sure they were all CGI and stuff, but it didn't look so bad. I don't know. Like it felt like the movie, like the original movie. I like that. I like that a lot.
I agree. And that was one of the bigger parts of it, is how decent the effects and CGI and all that stuff was. There's some that's a little over the top, like Slimer. Like, he was a little over the top. He didn't look quite as I remember in the first two films. They kind of fleshed him out a little bit, made him a little bit more ghoulish and a little more not as fun. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's... I'll bring that up after spoilers. So
just do it, Mike. We keep talking about, we need to talk about this in the spoilers, and we don't want to talk about it not in the spoilers section. So just do it, Mike, or else I'm going to ask you.
Okay, Matt. What are you drinking this fine morning, evening, afternoon?
Well, Mike, I am quickly running out of my beer supplies for some reason. Probably because I haven't bought beers in a long time. I'm down to more Shinerbach.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just have like a case of it that a client gave me a little while back, and so I'm working my way through 48 beers of Shinerbach.
Okay. Well. Cool. I actually didn't have a beer, Matt. I didn't have an IPA.
I had a margarita. Margarita?
Yeah.
Nice. I called it.
Woo. You did call it, dude.
Is it a margarita from the store, or did you get like a restaurant margarita?
No, it was a tequila and some margarita mix. We had tonight, me and Mags.
So you made Mike's Magic Margarita.
That's right.
I like it. What's your magic?
We had I don't even know what kind of tequila it was, but it wasn't a big name brand or whatever. It was just some tequila that they recommended at the liquor store.
Not Sauza?
No.
Oh, I like Sauza Ornitos. It's good.
Yeah.
Good tequila. Reasonable and good.
Reasonable price. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mike, moving on quickly. What is this week's incredible dad joke?
I got dad jokes. I don't think they understand, though. Gotta think I'm funny. Other people never laugh, though. Dad jokes.
All right, Matt. So I was trying to find a kind of a Ghostbuster themed joke, but I don't really have anything. I mean, I'll try this one, Matt. I don't know. It's not,
or just a ghost, you know. Dad joke would have been fine, but I mean, are you pulling from the new gift that I gave you for your birthday or no?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Did you read through it?
No, I gotta start reading through it.
Is it, that was my question, is it as good or worse than the one I got you last time?
I think it's as good.
Okay. All right. Good.
All right. Yeah, here's kind of a Ghostbusters thing. Mr. Gruberson says he knows what triangulate means.
That's it?
And then it says, oh, I thought you were just being obtuse.
Yeah, no.
No? All right.
Yeah, no.
That was bad. That was bad.
It's okay. I know what you're trying to say, but...
Yeah, I don't know. What do you call a dead polar bear?
A dead polar bear? That's what I would call it, but that's me.
Whatever you want. He can't hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. That's better.
There you go, dude. Yeah, that's better. A little bit of smile there.
That's better. Yeah. It's
all right.
And kind of works because he would be dead. He would be a ghost polar bear. So.
Yeah. There you go.
So, all right. Well, quickly moving on, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just lob that one away.
Now, I know this one is a really difficult one, and I know you really like the difficult Marvel Cinematic Universe tie-ins, Mike. So let's see if you can do it. At least one, because I can count more than one, but there's at least one in here. And he's a main star. But, Mike, how does Ghostbusters Frozen Empire relate to the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
All right, Matt, thanks for asking. And, you know, I'm going to go with the easiest one possible, and that's Paul Rudd, Mr. Ant-Man, and Ant-Man versus Wasp, and all the other Ant-Man into Quantumania, and What If, and all kinds of things. I'm just going to go with the easy one.
The super easy one, because there's another easy one.
Yeah, was Paul man.
Camille Nanjiani was in Eternals.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah. And then I think Patton Oswalt is in one of the Marvel Cinematic Universe films.
Is he?
I thought he was. It might just
be... I'm not sure. He's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It might just be like a cameo kind of thing, but maybe not. I thought he was, but they probably would have it towards the top if he was. Yeah, I don't see him. He mostly does television, but I mean, dude, he has credits with Seinfeld. That's how far back Patton Oswalt goes.
Okay. All right, Matt. Spoiler zone. I'm going to tell you my things I hate or didn't like very much or was a little bit confused about. And,
okay.
And you can shoot those down.
No, I'm not going to shoot him down. I'll probably agree with you most likely, but I will stop being distracted and trying to see more people that are in the MCU because why do I care? But
true.
For some reason I do.
Yeah, why do you care? All right, Matt.
Mike, go for it.
So my question to you is, in this movie, we see the librarian ghost from the original,
mm-hmm.
and we see Slimer. Why do we see them? Because weren't they contained in the container in the first movie?
No. So if you pay attention to the first film, they never actually capture the library ghost. When they go to the library and it's the beginning of the film.
They just get slimed, huh?
Yeah. No, they Venkman gets slimed by Slimer. But they just get scared out of their mind and run out of the library, and she just stays there. Now, Slimer did get captured. They did contain him. But if you remember at the end of the film, all the ghosts are released that are in the containment field. And they didn't get all of them back. And Slimer just decides to take up residence at the Ghostbusters firehouse.
Okay. All right.
And that's actually kind of a shout out to the cartoon. Because that was a big thing in the Ghostbusters cartoon that I watched growing up as a kid, was that Slimer was a big character in the cartoon, and he just hung out in the firehouse.
Okay. I did like the detail of the set, or the firehouse set in this. It seemed like they did a lot more than the original movie. Like, it just seemed like it was, we saw more levels and stuff.
Yeah. So what it felt like to me, the firehouse this time, is it actually felt like the actual firehouse. Now, granted, they can't use the actual firehouse other than outside stuff because it is an active working firehouse. So they had to get clearance and stuff from the city of New York to be able to film even the outside stuff there. But what it felt like to me, size-wise, is this set that they used felt a lot smaller, a lot tighter, and it felt like it was the actual building. Whereas in the first two films, it's much wider, the ceilings are much taller, there's not as, you know, it doesn't feel like a building, it feels like a studio. And in this, it didn't feel like a studio. It really did feel like they were in the building. Like they slid down the pole and there's the kitchen, you know?
Yeah.
Where, like in the original, you have all these offices, you have all this containment stuff, you have, I mean, there's a lot of stuff in that building, and it's not that big of a building. Where this, it really felt like it actually was the firehouse to me.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. I think that was...
That's all you had?
Yeah, I think so, man. Like, I don't know, man. I had a great time watching the movie. It was fun.
Okay, so... I'll just start out slow.
All right. Yeah. Ease me in, dude. Ease it in.
I'm not even saying it. I'm just shaking my head, and you're already laughing about it. That's what she said. I know, Mike. It was coming. That's what she said again. But, okay, so it's called Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Why is it that the Frozen Empire is only 30 minutes of the film and it's the very end of it, and in real time in the film it's only 3 hours? When it's Frozen Empire, shouldn't all of New York been frozen a lot longer than 30 minutes?
I don't know, Matt. I don't know. I did think they kind of, the trailer kind of deceived us in the way that they show this, you know, this beach scene and all that stuff, because it's like, that doesn't really happen for a long time, and they don't really freeze everything till like way into the movie.
Yeah, and it's called Frozen Empire. That's one of the big letdowns I had. I really thought it was going to be a lot more. Second, to tie in with that, the big bad was not that scary. And he got defeated really quick and easily. Like him as a character, like his look was amazing. Like, he straight up looked like a death metal album, you know, with the horns and tall and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. Awesome. Dude, he looked awesome.
But the thing is him, what he can do and everything, seems like it's pretty scary, and they build it up. And then, like, Kumail Nanjiani basically, like, throws a fireball at him, and that's it. Like, they defeated him really easily compared to any other Ghostbusters film, including Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yeah, they did beat him pretty easy. I don't know... Maybe they were just running out of time, or I don't know. It did seem a little too easy, the fight.
Yeah. Second thing. I mean, one of many things. It kind of drags ass for a while. So right off the bat, and I'll get to the other part that I kind of think they should have done, but right off the bat, you get started with a bang. And I thought that opening sequence with them ripping through town, the Ghostbuster family... They got the drone trap. They got the RC car trap. They got the car. I mean, that sequence was fantastic. The ghost was a ghost we had never seen before. It was a big, long, worm-looking guy that was flying around. I mean, it was fantastic. That whole opening scene was great. And then the movie just kind of falls off a cliff for the next hour. And then it gets ramped up for the last half hour.
So do you think you should have seen more ghost busting, or I would have liked to see a little bit more of the, I don't even know what you call it, but like the research area that they had, like a little bit more of that.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit more of an introduction of what, you know, Ray's character has been doing for like the last few years. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm about to go on a tirade a little bit, but I think that would have been good to have more of what Winston was doing, because clearly that's how he made his money with the company, was doing Ghostbuster style research. They don't really explain it a whole lot, but clearly that's what it is. I'll backpedal a little bit. So one thing I really wanted that I don't think they exploited at all is that you have this Ghostbuster family now. How fun is that? Paul Rudd is clearly not named as the stepdad, but he's basically the stepdad. You have Trevor Spangler, you have Phoebe Spangler, you have Callie Spangler, and there are no family dynamics in this like there was in the first one. Like, Carrie Coon as Callie Spangler was more annoying than she was a mom. Like, I think they should have really played up that ghost-busting family dynamic kind of stuff, and they just didn't. Second, you had too many characters. Way too many characters. Like, did you realize the one kid podcast was in the first film? The one that was Ray's assistant?
No.
He was in Afterlife. That was the kid that runs around with McKenna Grace that records podcasts all the time. His name is Podcast.
Oh, okay. He was in the first film. Realize. Yeah.
The other chick, what's her name? Lucky, that was doing research in New York under Winston. She's from the first film too. She was Finn Wolfhard's love interest in the first film. Bet you didn't know that either.
I think I caught it, but not because I remembered it. I caught it because when they first see each other again, when she's in like the lab or whatever, yeah. I was like, oh, I guess that was his person.
Yeah, that was his love interest, the one that worked at the diner. So why not exploit that if they're going to bring her in? See, that's the thing. They have all these characters. Like, they brought in Annie Potts. Why? I don't know. Just member berries, you know. But there's all these characters, including, like, the people that are in, like, Winston's lab. And then you get Mayor Peck of all freaking people. There's just so many people after so many people after so many people. I think it's just too convoluted. There's just too much going on. They should have streamlined it more and had more ghost busting, had more fun, had more family dynamics. That's what I wanted.
Okay. All right.
I mean, they're back in New York, you know?
I can see your point. I can see your point.
Again, it's not a bad movie. It's just nothing special. It wasn't a great movie. It was an okay movie.
Yeah. I mean, the studio obviously maybe thought it wasn't going to do that great because they released it in March.
Well, did you see the numbers? They hit their target.
They did, but like I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
It might be an MCU thing where it falls off the cliff next week. But dude, they hit their target for this weekend of $45 million. Their goal was to hit 45, and they hit 45.2, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, here's another one. The freaking random cut to the police officers sitting in their car. Who are they? Who cares? That's 10 minutes of the film you could have cut out.
Oh, yeah. That happened twice.
Yeah.
That was weird.
I'm just saying, it's just... I really did like Afterlife. A lot of people didn't like that movie, and I really liked it. I thought it was great. And I was hoping this was going to have the same feel and dynamic and... warm fuzzies in my belly that I got during Afterlife, and it just wasn't there. I don't hate it, but it's my least favorite Ghostbusters film. I'll put it that way.
What did you think of the one character befriending Phoebe, like who was a ghost? I thought that was kind of cool and different.
I thought it was interesting. You're talking about Melody.
Yeah.
The character? Yeah. I thought that was interesting. There's a lot of talk online about it, especially on some of the reviews and stuff I watched. So I do watch reviews about the film, but after the fact. I don't know if you got these vibes, Mike. I really didn't. But a lot of the talk online is that that was supposed to be like a homosexual like relationship between the two of them.
I think it could have been. It's hard to know.
I mean, maybe. I think she just wanted a friend, and this girl was around her same age, and she had a really traumatic life experience, but she played chess, and she was fairly smart because she'd been dead for probably close to 100 years. I think she just was lonely and wanted a friend in a new city and a new place she's never been. I didn't really get that relationship kind of thing going to me. But a lot of people are saying, oh, well, it's woke and it's this and it's that. And I'm not really getting that.
Well, I don't know really all that stuff. But to me, I mean, I think it could have gone either way, whether it was just a good friend or more than that. So I don't know. I could see how you could argue both sides.
Yeah, I'm just saying I personally didn't really see it much, but a lot of people are in some of the reviews that I'm watching. I you know, it was good. It was fun. I enjoyed myself. There's things I wish that would have been better. There's things I wish there would have been worse. Not worse. I don't wish anything be worse, but...
Yeah. I mean, more ghostbusting or more... It would have been fun.
Let me take that back. I do wish things were worse. I wish the freaking big bad guy was worse. He should have been way worse.
Okay.
There you go. Right. Sorry.
Yeah, and then... you know, but I think when Phoebe kind of gets grounded or whatever, we're as the audience are supposed to be kind of grounded and taken away from the fun. Because there are many times where they're going out on calls, but we have to stay behind with Phoebe.
Yeah, no, and I think that's a good point, Mike. That's one of the better parts of the film was explaining how she's, you know, like not an adult and she's out there destroying all this stuff, possibly risking her life, and she shouldn't be. She's only 15. And I think that was a very grounding part of the film, because who would ever think of that?
Yeah, yeah. Matt, what did you think of them using a drone trap or an RC car? I thought that was kind of cool.
Dude, those are awesome, man. The RC car was in Afterlife, and I like that they added the quad or drone or whatever. I called it a quad earlier, but yeah, I like that. I thought that was awesome.
Okay.
All that first part of the film, and I thought it was great. It really was. It was a lot of fun. I wanted more of that.
Okay. What'd you think of the mini State Puff Marshmallow Man?
I think it was a member berry from the last film. I mean, it was okay, but it was just kind of gimmicky.
All right. I think if we would have gotten a little bit more development of the fire starter people or whatever, that would have been cool. Because we kind of got like a real quick...
Yeah, the fire master? Yeah.
Yeah, exposition of like, here's what it is. I think it would have been almost neater to see the grandmother like doing her stuff or whatever. Like, because she knew what she was supposed to do and like for whatever reason... Camille's character didn't know what he was born into. Like, it was a little bit weird, that part of it, you know?
Yeah, I like that, because you see her when they're introing the film and they're talking about the big baddie demon guy that froze an entire room, and you see her in there locking him away in her prime of her life in like the 30s or 20s or whatever. And I would have liked to have had a lot more information on her, why she did what she did, what that room really was, how she got to that level, where, you know, Camille Nagiani, you know, falls in, and why she didn't tell him and why she didn't explain anything to him, you know?
Right. Yep.
I mean, it was good. But why didn't she tell him? Is it just because he was like the dropout, like, you know, grandkid, and he was the only one left, and she's like, whatever?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know.
But you would think something that important, especially since she had it locked away in her house, she would have told somebody.
Yeah, I don't know. But overall, I still had a great time watching it, Matt. So,
dude, it was still Ghostbusters. It was still Ghostbusters. It was Paul Rudd. It was, you know, a lot of decent acting, a lot of fun. It's not a horrible movie. I'll use the line that I used on the radio on Friday. If you're a fan of Ghostbusters, if you're a nerd, you like this stuff, you got to see it in the theaters. If you're not a big fan of Ghostbusters, then I say wait till it comes out on streaming.
All right. Cool. I actually had Mags go see this. I was like, yeah, it was fun. And she said the same thing. She had a good time.
Well, what did Mags give it?
I don't know if she gives it reels. I didn't ask her.
She probably gives it kangaroos.
Yeah, probably kangaroos. I don't know what her rating was, but she had a great time watching it. So,
dude, it's been so long since we had Mags on here. She had a rating thing, and I don't remember what it is. we're going to have to go back a couple years before you had kids, because I think that was the last time she was on.
Yeah, we'll get her on here again.
But I don't remember what she used for ratings, but you remember she had something. I don't remember what it is. Was that the was that Jumanji? Was the last time she was on?
I don't know, maybe.
I think it was Jumanji. Man,
was it that long ago, dude?
Yeah, like the first Jumanji, not the second.
Man.
Mike, it's been since before you had a child.
Oh, jeez.
And you have two now. They're multiplying.
That's true.
Okay, all right. Well, never mind. We'll get Mags on again. Mags is a lot of fun. We'll get it figured out. But, Mike, how many reels do you give Ghostbusters Frozen Empire?
I'm going to give it 3.5 reels. I had a great time.
Wow. All right.
What are you giving it? Like 2?
2.5.
Oh, okay.
I had an okay time.
All right.
It's all good. You know I'm going to buy it on Blu-ray anyways when it comes out.
Yeah, I know you will.
I mean, I got the car sitting in my living room. It lights up and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got the poster from, seeing it on premiere night and all that other stuff. And
oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't know. There's things I wish and there's things I wish there wasn't. And, we just talked about it for the past 35 so minutes. But, Mike, so next week is the movie we were supposed to review this week. Why don't you tell our listeners who are left, if they don't remember, what movie that is?
All right. So we're going to be watching Roadhouse, the 2024 remake starring,
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Conor McGregor.
Is it Conor McGregor?
Yep.
Oh, man. Conor McGregor. Yeah. And directed by Doug Liman, which he's done some great movies. So I'm still excited to see it. I think it's getting panned in the reviews, but anyway, doesn't matter. We're going
to
watch it.
I don't care. I'm going to watch it. I'm excited to see it. I think it'll be fun. So screw the reviewers. This is the Real Film Nerds podcast where we tell you nothing but how it really is.
Yeah, we keep it real.
Yeah.
Because we're nerds.
Because we're nerds. Films. We're nerds.
Yeah. We keep it real. R-E-E-L and R-E-A-L.
God, what is that? What is that from? I think that's from Team America. Where they're like, we're guards. We're guards. They keep having to reaffirm that they're the costume they're hiding in. We're guards. Anyways.
Nice.
That was a nice random ass segue. Sorry. My brain just goes places. So, all right. Well, Mike, that's it for me, man. I say check out Ghostbusters. Why not? Spend some of that hard-earned money at the theaters. They will thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say go watch it. But as Matt said, if you're a big nerd or a Ghostbusters fan, go see it in the theater. Otherwise, you could wait. I guess with that, I'll just wrap this up. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Make sure to catch us on the next pod, where we review Roadhouse.
Thank you for listening to The Real Film Nerds. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Real Film Nerds. Now, go out and catch a movie.
Welcome, everyone, to My Henshaw Loses Her Cookies, episode 56. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Hi, Matt. How's it going?
Why are you saying it like that? Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Why are you trying to be scary? Or are you just exhausted? Or are you just embarrassed? Or are you drunk?
I'm trying to make it sound scary. What else would I do? Well, I could do worse.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm asking, because I'm not sure what angle you're trying to work here, Ma.
Well, I was trying to be scary, but the movie isn't that scary, so I give up. Anyway, hi, everyone.
Well, it's not scary when you sleep through half of it.
No. that's because it wasn't scary. That's why I had naps. Well, only a few snores, 3. But I had 3 snores, guys.
Why did you have 3 snores?
I don't know. I tried to focus. But there was a lot of scientific stuff on the paranormal and how to do whatever and where to ever and where to store the ghosts and all that stuff. And I kind of just went once in a while. Okay, that's me. Anyway, I know you just absolutely love this movie, Matt. But I wasn't real thrilled with it. I was sad. I was expecting more.
I don't know where you thought I was. I love this movie. I mean, it's Ghostbusters. I like Ghostbusters just in general.
Well, so do I. And I'm lying because I know you didn't think it was that great either.
Correct. And everyone just heard my opinion on it for the past 45 minutes.
Right. Well, anyhow.
Mike Talent.
Ma, I thought it was okay, but when I literally fell asleep at the beginning, and then in the middle, didn't fall asleep at the end because that's the only time they really had much of the ghosts. I wanted to see a lot more ghosts in that movie than I did. And I liked the part. Where the lion came to life, that was cool. But truthfully, it took too long for them to figure out how to open the bronze ball thing. I thought they should have done that earlier, introduced a lot more ghosts or a lot more frozen stuff in the city. They didn't even show a whole lot of stuff being frozen in the city. Well, maybe it was scientifically too hard or something. I don't know. But I expected more. There. Okay? Did you expect more?
More ghosts? More, I mean, there's a lot of things I wanted more of.
Yeah. Well, more ghosts is one of them on my list.
Well, Mom, you heard me. You know what I talked about on the radio.
Well, yeah. But I mean, I love Dan Aykroyd, and I know he's severely into the paranormal.
Severely into the paranormal. You mean he just enjoys it? So that's his hobby.
He had an uncle or something that was into it, and he has done studies and all this stuff for years, I guess, from what he said. But anyway, I understand that. But the ghosts that were in it, to me, were not even as, they didn't have much character. Sorry. They just didn't.
So you don't think the big baddie had much character?
I didn't. Hmm. No, I really didn't. I'm going, oh, well, what else is new? It didn't even make me jump. I was disappointed. Of course, that's me and I'm old and, but still. Come on.
I mean, yes, you are old.
Yeah. They could have had more frozen cars or something. I don't know. It just didn't hit the mark with me. And but it's worth going. I don't know. It's worth seeing. Just I enjoyed seeing Dan Aykroyd. And I don't remember. I don't know the name of the guy that played the bad guy. He's still
the guy that played the bad guy. What do you mean?
Well, the one that always closed down Ghostbusters.
Oh, Peck. Wasn't the bad guy. He was the mayor in this one.
Well, whatever he was. He was way before in the other ones.
He wasn't a bad guy. He was just always trying to close it down. He was just.
I know, but that's a bad guy. If you want to close a place down, you're a bad guy. Right?
Sure.
Well, I don't know, but that's what I thought. Anyway.
And I think you're crazy. Well, but I don't tell the world.
Thank you. I am crazy.
Oh, wait, I do tell the world. Never mind. Scratch that.
I wish I had seen Bill Murray more, but you told me and I hear tell. Oh, shoot. Now what am I going to do? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Mommy. Well.
What did you do?
It went off from being cold. Oh,
great. Welcome to a live podcast, folks. Ma Hinshaw breaks her television because she doesn't know how to hit stop on her DVR because she's watching The Bachelor for the radio tomorrow.
I'm just a mess.
Can you turn the power off to the TV?
Yes. Will that work? Okay, good. Bye. Oh, no, wait a minute. Turn the power off to the TV. There, I did it. Welcome to the world of Ma and Cha. Oh, foo. Anyway, I wanted something. I would have liked to have seen the Ferris wheel freeze solid.
Yeah, well, and I would have liked your television not to come on, but you don't get everything now, do you?
No, you don't. Not with Ma and Cha around. You really don't. Anyway, but no, I mean, if you're a Ghostbusters aficionado, you know, you would like it, but
just
I don't
say fan.
Fan. Okay.
You don't
fan.
Need to waste words and try and be all fancy and hoity toity. You can just say fan.
Hey, I'm hoity toity. Anyway, I expected more, but it was okay. It was entertaining to a certain point, but, you know, not at all on the level of the other Ghostbusters. So that's my view, and I'm sticking to it, Matt. So that's all I have to say.
So people there. Shouldn't go see it then because it was crap?
Oh, you could go see it if you want, but I don't think it was the world's best. I mean, it would be fun.
You know, it did make $45.2 million opening weekend, which is what their goal was.
Really? Oh, well, good for them. I'm very glad. Because, well, I think you go to see it just to pay homage to Ghostbusters there.
Not because they like Ghostbusters and not because they wanted to watch the continuation of the story from the 2021, just to pay homage to the Ghostbusters is the only reason to see it.
Okay, well, no, I guess that's true. You do want to see how it continues from the 2021 movie.
Now, folks, please remember, my mother is not drunk. She doesn't do drugs. She's just insane. And so those of you who look at me and go, man, why does this guy work so much? Why is he so crazy? Why does he do all this stuff on the radio? Here's your answer. You're getting a firsthand experience of Ma and Cha in the flesh being crazy.
In the wrinkly flesh being crazy. True. Anyway. All right. Well, when they do the next sequel to sequel to sequel, I want more ghosts.
I believe it would be called a trilogy, but yes.
Okay, the trilogy. All right.
The sequel to the sequel would be a trilogy.
Oh, okay.
And you want more ghosts. Well, you should call them and tell them they need more ghosts.
Oh, yes. Ma Hincha says.
Well, Ma, there's a ghost that literally hung out with the main character and they were friends.
Well, I know, and that was kind of a weird relationship, but it wasn't all that exciting. I mean, she didn't eat pizzas. She didn't spit green crap all over people. I mean, it was,
You're literally using Slimer as the example on this. And Finn Wolfhound, who is the actor that plays the older brother, he literally did nothing. Wolfhard, sorry, not Wolfhound. Wolfhard. Finn Wolfhard.
Okay.
He literally did nothing in this movie, and you thought that was the better part of the movie? Like, he just basically runs around in the attic chasing after Slimer, and he did nothing to advance the story.
Well, everybody has their own opinion. I have mine. Go see it. Go spend money at the movie. Go see Ghostbusters, and then... I don't know. Let me know what you think, okay? All 10 of you. Okay?
Well, Mom, you don't check your Twitter. You don't know how to read email. You don't know how to turn off the damn television. How are they going to tell you their thoughts on Ghostbusters Frozen Empire?
I don't know. You know, they can tell you, and then you can tell me, and then whatever. Okay?
And how am I going to tell you? You want me to send it by carrier pigeon?
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love pigeons.
What is wrong with you? Man, you are lit tonight.
I am not. Anyway.
You got the special margarita tonight. It was tonight the marijuana margarita?
No, it was an ordinary one, and it was for lunch, and it doesn't last that long.
Well, then why are you so drunk?
I don't know. I'm eating an orange. Does that do it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, do you want my number of cookies or not? Because
yes, Mom. How many Slimer-shaped green cookies do you give Ghostbusters Frozen Empire?
I give it 3.
3.
Mm-hmm.
Mysterious Mike Talent gave it 3.5. You're going to let him beat you?
Well, he beat me. But he didn't. Oh, he really beat you.
Yes, he did, by a full reel.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway. Go and see everybody until they age out so bad that they cannot do another Ghostbuster. Oh, golly.
Well, Bill Murray was already phoning it in for the last one, and he was really phoning it in for this one.
He phoned it in for the last one? Oh, for heavens, I don't remember that. Well,
I don't remember. He was just barely even there on set. He spent like one day there, and you could tell he didn't even want to be there for that. He clearly didn't want to be in this movie.
Oh,
he just
no.
was collecting a check.
Yep, that's it. Too true. Absolutely. Well, anyway, folks, go see Ghostbusters and support it so they'll make another one where they may have more ghosts, okay?
Well, what about one movie you're going to talk about next week?
Oh, we are going to watch Roadhouse.
The original one with Patrick Swayze?
No, and a new one, not the one with Patrick Swayze. That's very old. My gosh, how old was that one? 1981 or something?
I don't think it's 81, but...
I don't know, but it was old. Is. Was.
1989. And... Thanks, Mom. You make me feel old now. I was 8 years old.
Well, I aim to please.
Anyway. No, you don't. You aim to torture.
That's Mother's job.
Well, you're sitting here saying, oh, why is Booger being all crazy and running around? You don't remember giving Heather the mother's curse?
Of course I do.
And what is your mother's curse, Mom? Explain it to your listeners.
That you have many children that are way worse than you were when you were a child. There you go. Mother's curse. So watch out, people.
All right. Is there okay. anything else you would like to add about Ghostbusters? Or are you done?
No, I
or am. Or curses?
Done. No, I am done. I will not curse anybody else.
No more curses. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for another interesting episode of Ma Henshaw Loses Her Cookies. Oh, you know what, Ma? When you die, do you think you're going to become a ghost and you're going to haunt me?
Oh, that would be such fun. But I don't think I will.
What kind of ghost would you be? Would you be like Slimer?
No, I'm not that chubby, but...
That's what you get out of Slimer. Not the fact that he's green. It's that he's a fat little runt.
Yep.
Oh, it's terrible.
He's so cute. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay,
no,
I
don't think I'll come back. They'll just plant me somewhere and flowers or weeds will grow up on top of me. Okay.
Oh, Lord. I think you'll probably haunt all of us for the rest of our lives. And then our grandkids and your great-grandkids and then your great-great-great-grandkids. You'll just be the specter. You'll be haunting people with your cookies for the rest of eternity.
Maybe. Watch out, folks.
Okay. That's it. I'm done. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Tune in next week when we chat about Roadhouse Hopefully Ma Hinshaw knows how to work her television by then. My bet is no. So thanks again, and we will chat with you next week.
Bye.